Hey, this is Chris Brown, and today's episode is brought to you by my friends at PureFlix.com, the best place to stream faith and family-friendly movies and more. Sign up for your free one-month trial subscription today at PureFlix.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We're honored that you're tuned in. We're taking your calls today at 866-357-3283. That number again is 866-357-3283. And you can email in as well at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. You can also engage with us on social media. Chris Brown On Air is the handle. And again, we are honored so much that you're tuning in. As you're calling in, I have a couple reminders for you. Don't forget to enter the Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. That's right. We're giving away $100,000 worth of cash and prizes in the weeks leading up to Christmas. You can enter the contest once every day at stewardship.com. And of course, while you're there at stewardship.com, we have deals on some incredible gifts to help make futures bright. Also, right there at stewardship.com. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." What a word picture right there. Have you ever really been in need of good medicine? Do you remember the feeling once that medicine, you know, you ever been there when that medicine just stopped working? You're like, "Oh, I need it so bad." That's what a joyful heart does. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. That's the picture that the Bible gives us here. If your heart is full of joy, it's like good medicine. It calms your pain. It relieves your spirit. It makes you glad. So today, turn on some music that feeds your spirit. Read God's word. Hey, smile, right? Take a deep breath. And do what you can do to find that joy. The number is 866-357-3283. And first up from Chico, California, this is Emily. Emily, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Chris. How about yourself?
I'm better every day. How can we help you?
Well, my question for you today is I was lucky enough to work for a company that had a pension, but they did put a stop to the pension. And I will be receiving a monthly annuity once I turn 65 in the amount of $485 and some change. Mm-hmm. Or I was just actually given a letter in the mail saying that I could opt to take a lump sum. Mm-hmm. The lump sum to me seems a bit low. It's just under $21,000. And I would love your advice on what I should do.
Okay. So 485 and 21. How old are you?
I'm 40 years old. I'll be 41 in December.
Okay. What industry is this?
Sales.
Okay.
And it's actually a previous employer.
What industry is that? Is the previous
it was pharmaceuticals.
Got it.
And now I'm no longer there, but I'm also in a sales position.
Okay. Now, I would take the lump sum, and I know you think it's low, and it probably is. It's probably lower than if you were to really project this out from 65 to 85 for $485 a month or whatever the number is, 93 years old or whatever you want to use. But what you're not counting is if you can put that $21,000 to work now as a 40-year-old and get good return on it, because you're probably not getting enough return on it, I think you're going to be further ahead if you can get it to work for the next 25 years. That's the first point. The second point is it's not diversified. So it all depends on the performance of that particular company, which I don't like it all being, the risk associated with that. And they go out of business, you lose it all. So I like you rolling it over to an IRA. That's what I would do for sure. And of course, folks, this whole idea of investing, the reason why it's important as a steward and as a manager is Proverbs 13:22 says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. I mean, that's just a principle. I know Emily's not a man, but hopefully you're not taking that so literal. But the whole idea is we want to make sure that we're not only YOLO living in the present, but we also want to be thinking about the future. So yeah, I would roll it over to an IRA, and that'd be a pretty easy call for me. Do you have any kind of concerns with that decision?
No, actually, I was kind of leaning towards that myself. Going to be rolling over my 401k that I had with that previous employer to an IRA as well.
Okay.
So I've got a good amount going in my 401k.
Yeah, that's
so I
great.
Figured, you know what? Add that 20,000 and hopefully, you know, over these next, you know, 20, 30, 40 plus years, I'll have a good amount of retirement money in there.
I love it. I love it. Well, stay on the line. I want to give you a free copy of Chris Hogan's book, Retire Inspired, and it'll break down some of the reasons for this direction, and it'll kind of explain a little bit more about retirement for you. So you stay on the line, okay?
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate your help.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
My wife and I have the privilege and responsibility to shape the hearts of our three kids. We don't always get it right, of course, but that's why I'm thankful for resources like PureFlix.com. It's the best place to stream faith and family-friendly movies, documentaries, kids programming, and more. Anytime, anywhere, on your phone, tablet, laptop, or TV. PureFlix.com provides wholesome Christian entertainment that I can trust to make a positive impact on my whole family. Go to PureFlix.com today and sign up for your free one-month trial subscription. Your family will thank you. Folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I am your host, Chris Brown. We're taking your calls, 866-357-3283. And next up from Provo, Utah, this is Eric. Eric, how you doing?
Pretty good, you?
I'm better every day. How can we help you?
Yeah, I just had a quick question because currently I am in college and I'm just about to start an aviation program here. It's something I've always wanted to do, kind of a dream come true. But as you probably know, you know, going into an aviation program, it's extremely expensive. And I've always been working through school and everything. However, I'm looking at a cost right now that's about $60,000. And, you know, I'm just looking, I'm probably going to have to go into some debt, and I want to be able to best manage that. I'm just looking for some advice on what to do as I head into this program at my school, basically.
So have you started yet? Like day one?
Well, I have started mostly my generals. I've gotten a couple years of school out of the way. However, I haven't actually started flying yet.
Okay.
So the real big cost hasn't started yet.
Okay. Well, one of the premises of this show is that we just foundationally don't believe in debt at all. So it's, if you're asking me how to manage debt, the best way to manage debt is not to get into it. So I know that's a real quick answer for you. My biggest challenge for you is there any way that you can push pause on this, build up the cash, and go into it the right way? I just don't want you to graduate with $60,000 in debt and end up paying $90,000 in interest. I mean, $90,000 total.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. I could push pause on this. The thing that concerns me is I'm already a couple years behind. I took 2 years off doing a service mission in Guatemala. Mm-hmm. And so with flight, yeah, I could push pause, but the quicker I get the hours, the better, because it just all, the whole career is based on how many hours I get and how soon I can get it. So really what concerns me is I feel like I'm kind of already behind, and the earlier I get started, the better for my future career. And so I feel like I don't want to delay it for another few years, or else I'm going to be even farther behind my colleagues in trying to get jobs in the airlines, and just get flight hours in general. So I am working through school, and I'm hoping to fund as much as possible. I'm not planning on going in $60,000 of debt at all. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out a way if you feel like I should just take a break and work, or if there is a way to go get some student loans and manage that. Or
yeah, if you were to graduate in a couple of years and you were to think back, you were to have $60,000 in debt, or 40 or 80 or whatever it might be, and you remember this phone call, you'd be mad at me if I said that you need to go into debt. The reality is, you're in your 20s.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The reality is when you're 55, 52, 61, it's not going to matter if you waited two more years. And being ahead of your colleagues, that doesn't matter either. That's not, I mean, it probably matters emotionally, but it doesn't really matter in the whole scheme of things and the vision for your life. Because as soon as those colleagues go through, guess what? There's another whole line of colleagues, and there's always going to be other people going out for jobs at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't want you to feel a pressure that's not really there. It's an internal pressure that's not real. And I don't think there's anything wrong with you pushing pause, or I know you're already working through college, but working harder and working more and working longer. And I know that's, they probably regulate that you at least get enough sleep to get out in the air. I know, I'm sure they probably do. So,
I don't know. I'm already working and studying full time.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I don't know if I can push it anymore right now.
The bottom line is, you're trying to do something, and this is hard to hear, especially when I'm talking to college students. You're trying to do something that's great, but you're trying to do something you can't afford. You just really, it sounds a lot more noble than going out and buying a car that you can't afford, and it is. But at the end of the day, you're trying to spend money that's not, you don't have the money for.
Yeah.
And I would strongly encourage you. I really, 10 years from now, it's not going to matter that you waited a year. It's just not. Mm-hmm. And I really think that you'll study better when you don't have that pressure and that chain around your neck of all that weight of the debt. And you're going to love me when you get the aviation license and you're up there and you're rocking and you're making six figures and you can actually spend it all. you're going to love me. So I don't know how to tell you to manage debt except for not to get in it. And a lot of people that are listening right now, are the research shows that they're anywhere from $30,000 to $45,000 in debt as an average. The people listening, and if they could all talk right now, they would plead you to just be patient.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, Eric. We appreciate the call.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye bye. All right, folks. Let me ask you a question. Think back to all the gifts that you've been given. Now, how many of those gifts actually changed the trajectory of your life? Or what about this? How many times have you been gave a gift that has totally changed someone else's life? Those gifts, those experiences are what make futures hopeful and bright. That's why here at Ramsey Solutions, we are kicking off our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. We're giving away $100,000 worth of cash and prizes in the weeks leading up to Christmas. We'll be drawing a winner each week. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter, and you can enter once a day, every day, for your chance to win. And for the people that you care about, don't forget, check out the special sales and deals that we have on some of our life-changing resources and gifts. You know, a gift like as simple as a book or a class, or maybe it's a subscription to Every Dollar or something like that. That could really help Eric, our last caller, as he thinks through, what does it actually mean to not be a slave and a lender? Proverbs 22:7. God does not want us to be a slave to the lender, be a borrower. And that could really help Eric. Okay, so make sure to head over to stewardship.com, check out the deals leading up to Christmas, and enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway every day for your chance to win.
We're thankful to have you with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We're grateful for what God has done and the progress that you're making as part of our stewardship family. Remember, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Let's continue now with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
I said earlier that you can call in and you can also email in. The email address is chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And I got an email from Curtis. It says, "Hey, Chris, I'm wanting to switch my emergency fund from a regular savings account to a money market account. I wanted your opinion on putting it in a bank that would be strictly online or at my local credit union. The credit union only provides 0.4% interest. However, the online money market would have $1.1. I'm just a little hesitant to get the online account, even though it has a higher interest. I'm not sure about how quickly I could get the money out if I need it for a real emergency. Thank you for your time. So 0.4 or 1.1? That's the wrestle. Online or a brick and mortar bank? Being very, very accessible and a little bit less accessible. Well, Curtis, I've heard no problems with people who use the online option. I personally don't. I like the accessibility, the faster access if I needed it. I'm not as concerned about the 0.4 versus 1, 1.1 or 1.2, whatever you can find out there. The reason why is because you may be thinking that's bad stewardship. You're leaving money on the table. Well, for 20 or 30 grand, the typical emergency savings at 0.4 to 1.1, it's very little is the point. And the loss of accessibility when your family needs the money, it's not worth it. It's not a good investment as a steward because you're not only stewarding money and interest on the receiving interest, you're also being a steward of a manager of your family. And foundationally, folks, when you're thinking about your savings account, it is not an investment. It's insurance. Your savings is not an investment. It's insurance. It's when life throws you curveballs, when it rains outside, when you've got a major, the roof falls in or the air conditioner goes out, or like us, we have a kid get a concussion in a game, in a football game or something. You're going to have a huge deductible or something that you've got to meet. That's what it's for. It's insurance, not an investment. So I'm not worried about $8 a year or $16 a year. I want the money and I want it there, accessible. Proverbs 21:20 says, in the house of the wise is choice food and oil. And that is about insurance, but having money on hand, because it said the tail end of that verse says, because fools gulp it all down. You got to have it on hand. And Matthew 25:14-30, talking about the parable of the talents, that's more about interest and investing. So it's a big difference. So hopefully that clarifies for some of you. That money, don't be concerned about whether it's gaining interest or not. It's okay. Just let it sit there. It's not keeping up with the inflation. You're right, it's not. But it's also allowing you to sleep better at night and make better decisions because you're not desperate and not worried, and it's keeping you from going into debt. So hopefully that helps clarify, Curtis. You can do whatever you want, but for me, accessibility is more important than the extra 0.7% in this scenario. Next up from Toledo, Ohio, this is Melissa. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm honored.
A few months ago, I sat down and, you know, kind of started figuring out my monthly income, my budget, and things like that. I wanted to start, I don't have a savings account right now, but I found that the overage between my monthly income and my budget is around $1,000. So my question to you is, when I'm figuring out how much of that overage to put to start a savings account for emergency funds, and then to also start saving aggressively to start paying off my mortgage, what percentage do I figure, and how do I figure what I set aside for what?
All right, I'm going to give you a free book, Total Money Makeover, and I want you to go to everydollar.com. Those are two things, okay. But I'm going to walk you through 7 steps, kind of a linear progression of where you're at right now. You're kind of new to this idea, and I want to walk you through exactly, okay, yeah, what do I do next? I've got this $1,000 discretionary. I don't want to do the wrong thing. Now, first and foremost, everybody listening in, first, you want to have $1,000 in the savings account. That's step one. Little tiny baby step. Just make sure the flat tire happens. You're not going further into debt, okay? Number two is you're going to pay off all non-mortgage debt. All of it's gone, whether it's a car, it's a student loan, it's furniture, whatever it is, it's all gone. That $25 to the home improvement store, whatever it is, all of that's gone, and you cut up your credit cards, you're done with credit. It's all gone. Ugh.
Okay.
Then your step three is you're going to build up that $1,000 up to 3 to 6 months of expenses. So for somebody who makes $4,000 a month, okay, you're going to have about 12 12 to 24 in there, depending on your risk tolerance. And that is not an investment. It's just insurance. So when life throws you the major, big, more than a flat tire, that you're prepared for it, and you don't have to go into debt for the big things that happen. And research says 78% of people, Americans are going to have a major financial setback in any 10-year period. So it's going to happen. We just got to be ready for it. Then baby step four is when you start thinking about investing. So it stinks because you're like, man, it's compound interest. It's the eighth one of the world. It's where all the magic happens. And you're right. That's why it's important that we get there as soon as possible. And once you get there, okay, you want to only do 15% of your household income, no more, just 15%. So, and you're going to invest in three things. Really, you're looking for three things. You're looking for tax advantages, you're looking for diversification, and you're also looking long term. And so usually that goes to the 401k at work or the 403b if you're in a nonprofit, the Roth IRA, and then you kind of come back to the 401k at work up to the limit. So you do the match, then to the Roth, and then you go from the Roth back to the 401k. And that usually taps everyone out in their 15%. But after that, you just go to growth stock mutual funds.
Okay.
So after that, then you start thinking about college funding for your kids. There's an ESA or 529 plan for that. That's baby step five. Baby step six is then to pay off the mortgage after you've done all of that.
Okay.
And then baby step seven, you don't have any bills. You're loving life. And so you can just, at that point, just live and give like nobody else and just be extravagant.
Okay.
So all of that, everything I just said, which I know is overwhelming to everyone listening in. You talk so fast, Chris. I totally get it. That's why, folks, you need to be on the podcast. You can hit the little 15-second rewind button over and over again, and you can hear me explain that even more. But for you, Melissa, we're going to give you the free Total Money Makeover book. So you stay on the line. We're going to give you a book that spells all of that out. It has sold 5 million copies. It's a New York Times bestseller, and it's our free gift to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This helps put me in the right direction
and
where I need to be.
I love it. Melissa, we appreciate the call.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. All right, folks. Got a Twitter shout out to Robin. And Robin is one of those folks that we just love around here at Ramsey Solutions because she is so active on social media. We see her all the time on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. She's everywhere and encouraging everybody. And here's what she just said. She said, thank you for the fallback message recently, just what I needed. Hubs recently lost a job, and baby step two is on pause. Hashtag thankful in all seasons. And what she's referring to is a fallback message that I did recently. What happens when you're in the middle of your baby step two, baby step one, baby step three, and you're rocking it, you're getting you feel like you're getting all this progress, and then you have a setback and you've got to kind of fall back. Oh, you had $2,000 or $3,000 in your baby step three, your emergency fund, but then you had a $4,000 emergency happen and you got to fall back. And so I talk all about what happens when that happens. So make sure you check that out. Again, on iTunes podcast, and on stewardship.com, we archive something like the last 100 episodes or something like that. So make sure you check it out. Well, folks, we thank you so much for listening in today. Don't forget to enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway for your chance to win cash and prizes. Giving away $100,000 from here all the way up until Christmas. So make sure you take advantage of that. We'll be drawing a winner each and every week. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter. You can enter once a day, every day for your chance to win. Just a reminder, as we sign off today, what in the world is this show all about? Well, the thing is we subconsciously think in our natural flesh that we own things. We naturally think that we're running this place. And this show is just a gentle reminder for all of us to go from that spirit of entitlement that so easily sneaks into our life and move it over to a spirit of gratitude and contentment. We start to behave differently. We start to address our relationships differently, our opportunity to be able to lead people differently, and our financial decisions. Those are handled differently because we fully realize that God is the owner. Psalm 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It means that he owns it all. And when he's the owner, that means that we're not. We get to be the managers. Get to, not have to. And 1 Corinthians 4:2 said, those who have been entrusted to be managers must prove faithful. And so on this show, we talk about what faithful looks like. Not perfect, not a condemning thing, hopefully an encouraging thing, an equipping thing, an empowering thing. When you listen in here, I don't want you to feel condemned. I just want you to get these little bit of nuggets each and every day on the dial, Monday through Friday. How can I be more, not perfect, more faithful? What does it look like? I need to avoid debt. I need to save. I need to invest. I need to be kind. I need to be respectful. I need to be a good listener. Those kind of things. Hopefully this was a big encouragement to you today. I mean, Monday already, right? Already, you've already been tempted to go down this road of frustration. You've already been tempted to be less than joyful. And I think about the way that we started this broadcast, right? Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. So today, turn on some music that feeds your spirit. Read God's word and smile. Do what you can do to find joy. That's the way we should live this week. God bless y'all.